Amazon's holiday deals are here, so you can celebrate the season early. With low prices on decor, electronics, and beauty, perfect for stocking stuffers. And my stocking's looking good. Shop holiday deals early on Amazon now.
When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming.
Thanks, Revere. I really should keep Zicam in the house.
Only if you want to shorten your cold. Ah!
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tom Kelly and for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. I got to admit, I'm starting to get a little irritated with choices today and all these things telling me not to worry.
Kyle's trying to be positive, man. Right? I appreciate
it's
that.
It's not working.
The defensive ends don't have a sack yet, Kyle. I mean, come on. We're not supposed to worry about
I'm
this
not
defensive
saying not to
line.
Worry about the defense.
The defense is terrible. Defensive line. The worst Eagles defensive line? Like in the last 35 years?
Possibly, yeah, like my lifetime.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. My lifetime.
Well, like, I agree. It's not looking good on the defense.
They're terrible.
It's week two.
Yeah. Hopefully they can turn it around. By the way, join Ava Graham this Sunday at Island Pizza in Birdsboro, PA for a Bud Light away game party. Win giveaways and your chance at tickets to an Eagles game courtesy of Bud Light. Party starts at 11 a.m. up until kickoff. That's this Sunday at Island Pizza in Birdsboro. And we'll get back to the phones momentarily here. But first, we got to get another clue, Hugh, for Hugh's Clues. Now, the first clue was the guy sells sausage.
He is a sausage seller.
A sausage salesman.
Yes, he sells sausage.
All right.
The second clue, you ready? His son plays in the NFL.
Oh. His son plays in the NFL.
Son plays in the NFL, and sells sausage.
So he's a sausage salesman.
Yes.
That's tough to say.
And his son plays in the NFL.
Yes.
There you go. All right, there are our first two clues. If you want to take a stab at that, you could win a pair of Phillies tickets. Phillies Cubs, Monday night, September 23rd. That could be the division clincher. Hopefully it's not the division clincher. The Phils have a chance to wrap things up this weekend in New York against the Mets, but still a lot to play for. Still got to play for one of those top two seeds. So make sure you get in. Try to get tickets to the game coming up Monday night. 215-592-9494 in a few minutes here. We'll get to some sound from Falcon safety Jesse Bates on the Eagles and the game Monday night. First, let's go back to the phones. Antonio in Douglasville. What's up, Antonio?
Not much. How are you guys today?
What's up, man?
I wanted to – I'm actually tired of talking about the Eagles. I just can't wait till we play another game. I want to talk about the Sixers arena. I know that it would be nice to keep them in South Philly, but the Flyers and Comcast, they're not going to let that happen. And I don't want them to go to Jersey either, because then you lose the tax revenue. And then, of course, Center City is going to be, you know, a gridlock, congested. There's a lot of issues there, too. So I don't understand, like, why can't we, like, go to Mayfair, right? Like, you can just put the new arena on top of the diner there?
Well, no, Antonio, I mean, there's an infrastructure. I don't think this is a serious call.
Is this Joe Conklin?
Antonio, there's infrastructure issues. You need to put it in Center City. Or you're not being serious about Mayfair, right?
This ain't a real call.
Come on, Antonio.
Well, I mean, I want to keep them in the city, but not Center City or South Philly.
Well, I don't think there are many other options. Yeah, I don't think.
We'll let them know.
Yeah, we'll let them know. What do you got for a Hughes Clues guess, Antonio?
Asante Samuel.
That is incorrect.
That's a good guess, though.
I don't think he sells sausage, though. Right? I'd imagine not. Who knows?
You never know.
You never do know. But, yeah, Antonio. I mean, can we be honest? Just say that was a terrible call. Terrible call.
No, he was. I don't know. He sounded like he was a little groggy.
That was a horrible call.
He might have been on a bender. He might have been waking up from a bender, yeah. And he had some thoughts that he wanted to share with us.
Well, clear the cobwebs before you give us a call, okay? Come on.
That was funny.
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
Hello, Rhea. How you doing?
Rhea gone.
Rhea is gone.
I'm pretty sure she's probably listening.
Okay, I ain't wanna leave her out.
No, you're good.
This is the thing, right? I'm gonna say it because you didn't want to say it, Hugh. It is the coaching, and I want to say this. One of the main reasons why Andy Reid is going to go down as one of the best coaches, you got to pull up. One of the best coaches in the NFL is because he is like a father figure to all them guys on the football field, right? And when you got a father figure, you're going to play hard for him. And then he's going to bring the rest of the guys in like a family. So when you got a family together, playing together, sticking together, going out together, knowing each other, that's what's going to make them an unstoppable force. This is one of the things that none of these coaches that we have for the Eagles is doing. They're not binding. They're not showing these guys nothing because, you know, I kept hearing, oh, yeah, we learning this, we learning that. I don't see you learned anything because you can't even learn how to tackle. This is the problem. But I'm going to end it with this, right? As far as what we need to do, we got to force on Sunday. We got to force him to pass. We got to force my man because what I noticed about, oh, my God. Because I'm in the car right now. What I noticed about, what's the quarterback name? Real quick. Hello?
We got you, Will. We got you.
Yeah,
what I noticed about him, he's guaranteed two picks if you could put pressure on him. They got to put pressure on him. Let Kamal get his yards, man. We just want to put pressure on him so now we can get them turnovers from the quarterback.
Well, that's this is all. The problem, Will. What if the defensive line's not good enough to get pressure? We can get mad at the coaches all we want. What if the talent's not good enough?
Oh, yeah, but you know what? It's not the talent, man. You know what? I want to take a shot at the Hoops News, too. It's not the talent. It's the coaches, man. And I'm going to leave it on the coaches because these guys can be taught, man. They're not – they don't know their weapons, man. I don't think they're digging in with these guys, getting to learn their weaknesses and their strengths, man. I don't think they're doing any of that.
What do you got for Hughes Clues, guess?
I'm going to say, how about Runyon?
John Runyon is incorrect. Thank you, Will.
Where the sausage part coming in?
Yeah, another guy. I'm not sure if Runyon's a sausage guy.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so the it's still
you put that damn thing away.
it's like when I open up my, like what, I don't understand the actual volume button on my iPad.
How?
I don't know because I always turn it down, but it,
you're not
I
that
guess
old.
it turns it back up.
It's been a few times throughout the course of the show today. I didn't know if Kyle was playing something or what was going
yeah,
on.
Yes, it's embarrassing.
But all good. But when you look at this situation, this is another big thing with this team, is the talent versus the coaching. And which one is the blame? And first off, here was Jesse Bates the other night talking about the Eagles, talking about what happened Monday, and very honest about what he thinks of the Eagles.
Getting it to third down and them trying to, you know, probably get a little bit too sexy. They probably wish that they were running the ball as they review the film now. But for us to get that stop, you know, kick a field goal, being down six, and then watching the poise and the confidence that, you know, Kirk, you know, led that 2-minute drive, man. It looked like it was, you know, at practice, honestly.
So takes two kind of indirect shots there. Bro, actually, pretty direct shots.
Yeah, now, those hurt too.
Yeah, saying, oh, they got too sexy hurt on third down. They should have run the ball. And then it looked like basically 7-on-7 when Kirk Cousins went down the field. First off, on the third down thing, what does he mean? They should have run the play was wide open. Like, Saquon's got to catch the ball.
I mean, I'm not arguing that. But I look at it from a defensive standpoint. And when you get down to that area of the field, the most demoralizing thing you can do to a defense.
Amazon's holiday deals are here, so you can celebrate the season early. With low prices on decor, electronics, and beauty. Perfect for stocking stuffers. And my stocking's looking good. Shop holiday deals early on Amazon now.
When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming.
Thanks, Revere. I really should keep Zicam in the house.
Only if you want to shorten your cold. Ha!
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Defense, especially the defense that loaded up the way that they did, was run the ball on. Because let me tell you what the run does down there in that area, that first and goal, fourth and goal area. Because everybody and their mama know what you're going to do. That's like they lined up, and like Coach said, that it was muddy or whatever he called it.
Coach said they were junking up the middle.
They were junking up the middle. But it's a whole nother animal to be in there, and everybody knows what you're going to do, and you dig in, and they stop. Let me give you an example of back when I played, way back when we wore leather helmets and everything. My first year in Philadelphia, we played the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football. And I remember that it was like a fourth and goal situation, first and goal, whatever it was. And I remember Larry Allen was playing guard, and they moved him out to tackle. And before they ran the play, Larry went to the sideline to talk to the coach. And I know what the coach told him. He said, you better run his little ass over and score this touchdown. And I remember saying, I was like, Larry, I'm not an easy win. I'm Larry Allen. I'm telling him, it's not going to be an easy win, Larry. And, you know, I know you big and all, but, you know, it's not going to be an easy win.
Larry Allen's huge.
Larry was laughing and giggling, right? He just smiled. He had a big-ass dip in his mouth. He had dip, like a big-ass Kodiak dip in his mouth. During the course of the game, though. So I remember digging in, and I'm still talking stress. I'm like, Larry, I ain't no punk. This ain't going to be no easy win. They hiked the ball. Larry folded me like a tent, and they scored.
And I get that it can be demoralizing to run the ball.
Demoralizing.
Right.
And that's how it is. I know analytics plays a big part in football, and we've seen this happen over and over again. But me, being the old school individual that I am, I'm running the ball. If I was coaching, I'm running the ball in that situation.
I get it. And I think most people are on your side, Hugh. The retort that I would give is that the play worked perfectly. Like, it was a perfect call against that defense. Like, that's what Kellen Moore's here for. And I think when we look at the coaching, like, and I put this on the Eagles, because they have set this situation up to where Nick Sirianni's just going to get crushed every week. And if they lose a game, Nick's just going to get crushed. And honestly, and I know he's largely been great in the first two games, I don't think Saquon Barkley has taken nearly enough criticism this week. Like, he's got to catch that ball. We can say whatever we want about if he kicked the field goal in the first quarter, if they'd gone for that fourth down at the end of the game, it might have changed things. Yes, those things might have changed. What we know beyond any doubt is if Saquon catches that ball, the Eagles win the game. It's that simple. They win the game if he catches the ball.
Yeah, but if they, like, just playing devil's advocate, if they run the ball, run a little bit more time off the clock.
They're junking up that middle.
I would give, like, let me tell you.
Coach said they're junking
even,
it up.
Even though we have no pass rush, if it's me and I'm coaching, this is my coaching decision. I'm running the ball twice. I give you the ball at the, what, three? I'd have gave you the ball at the three.
It'd been at like the seven or eight. But
yeah, I'd give you the ball at the 7 or 8. And you know what I want to say to everybody? Don't let anybody get behind you. And I would take a chance on my pass rush. Whoa. I would take, even though it's not, it's non-existent, I would take a chance in that area on the 7 as opposed to kicking the field goal, doing a little funky kick, giving it to him on the 20, and letting him dry the field. So, yeah. That's just me.
So, like, we can and have argued this 3rd and 3 call to her blue in the face. What I took out of what Jesse Bates said there, doesn't it remind you of last season when players on other teams are basically like mocking us or like laughing at us? Like, he said it was practice for Kirk Cousins going against an NFL defense. That's so disrespectful.
I mean,
it reminds me of Bosa talking about Jalen Hurts last year and all that stuff. Like, we were a joke.
It
last
is,
year.
But when you do what you did and you got the big piece of chicken, what can you say?
Well, no, I get that. Like, Jesse Bates can flex on us all he wants, but now it makes me wonder about, like, Have we fixed this culture issue? Like, are we still soft like we were last year?
Well, I don't know if it's a culture issue. I just think it's one of those things where the situation that has been kind of put in place with the coaching staff is that it is an easy thing to blame and for other players to kind of mention as well. And I don't know. I just, as far as that last possession, yeah, it did look like practice. Like, he wasn't wrong about that.
But I look at it. Like, we're breaking this game down to a couple plays at the end of the game, which everybody rightfully so is mad about. But I look at the game as a whole. And as a whole, I feel like you let the Falcons hang around. Like, you never did anything to put them away. Like, you have to put yourself in a position where you make a team that the Falcons, like the Falcons are, you make them know that they're not, they shouldn't be on the same field that you're on.
Mm.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And you never did that. You never established your dominance. So much so that I've had friends of mine that are in Atlanta talk about how this is one of the greatest wins in Falcons history.
One of the greatest wins in Falcons history?
Yes.
Excuse me? Yes.
Are they down two that game bad? On
yes.
Monday night?
And I've had friends, like, I'm just,
that's ridiculous.
Listen, do not shoot the messenger.
Talking about loser talk.
Do man. Not shoot the messenger.
That makes me feel better. Right?
And that was they the Super say, because we're our narrative, their narrative down there is that they beat us, that we didn't get a game where they just flat out beat us because they're a better team.
Yeah.
They're going to hang a banner?
Yeah, throw a celebration for the Falcons.
I'm just telling you what I heard, man.
Getting to 1-1.
I don't subscribe to any of this.
Big win for them.
I'm just telling you.
I'm shooting the message.
215-592-9494. Are we overreacting to the loss Monday night?
Pow.
And also, if you want to get in on that, does this remind you of 2023, just the first 2 weeks and what you've seen here and the lingering elements of last season? I do think when there's the same coach, a lot of the same pieces, and they lose a game like that, obviously, it's hard to separate last year from this year. Let's go to Robin Voorhees. What's up, Rob?
Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys are great.
Thank you, Rob.
Definitely overreacting with a big but, an and, and an if.
Okay, why, Rob?
Like you just said, we're scoring from last year, the implosion. But my counter question would be, this might even go back to the Super Bowl loss. Jalen,
what sense?
The offense put up points, plenty of points. I think the deep, who sucks worse, our defense or offense right now?
Defense.
Yes. And that's what I think killed us last year, most of our losses.
Well, it was a lot of both. I mean, Rob, at the end of last year, both sides of the ball weren't good.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, we would have had probably three more wins if our defense just, you know, they ran through them.
Yeah, and the offense also didn't score a lot of points at the end of the year, too. I mean, do you think the offense was good at the end of last season?
No, not at all. But what I'm saying is they put up all them wins for us, and then we would have been a decent team. Like that, what that Atlanta game could have happened to anybody, but it happened to us, and it's like a flashback from last year.
PTSD, kind of. Like, we have a PTSD. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that is there. I think when you look at the way they lost that game, it did remind you. The game it reminded me of, Hugh, was that Seattle game. It was kind of very similar. The offense didn't put it away, and the defense can't get a stop.
Yeah, I give you that. I give you that. And it's one of those games where I understand where everybody's coming from when you take a two-game sampling size and you take the last seven games and put them all together, because that's mostly what people have been doing. And the fact that the coaching staff or the coach doesn't give a speech at the end of the game, like, all of that is making people feel a little uncomfortable.
Right.
When it comes to what this Eagles team is. I don't look at it that way. I don't lump last year's team with this year's team because it's different. This is a two-game sampling size, no matter how you want to say it. Because if that's the case, then I might as well take how the Saints finished in the last couple of games of their season and put them with the two games that they've actually won. Nobody else is doing that. You only do that when it looks like the team is having issues.
Right. And when it happened the way it happened last year, obviously that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. We got PTSD because of, definitely because of
that. What do you have for a guess for Hugh's clues, Rob?
I got a quick question for you real quick. You, because you were out there, what do you think gets through to someone better? Getting screamed on or getting pat on the back and go, oh, well, okay.
It all depends on what type of individual you are. Because
In general, you.
Well, I can't say, because everybody's teaching style or the way that they receive coaching is different. I came from an era where everybody got yelled at. You got cussed at. And I played with guys who you couldn't talk to them like that. They didn't like that.
What's your guess, Rob?
My guess, luckily, used last clue, changed my guess to Jeremiah Trotter.
It changed your guess.
Thanks.
Well, I don't think Trot selling sausage, but it sounds good.
That's hard for people to know. We're holding on a little bit too much to the sausage thing. Because not a lot of people are going to know that.
Right.
What, who's selling sausage?
Yeah. How would they know if Trotter's selling sausage or not?
Well, you're right.
Would.
I mean, he's a friend.
Yeah.
But most of the time, my Hughes clues have a theme. And sometimes you have to think outside the box.
Once again, the first two clues, the guy is a sausage salesman and is someplace in the NFL.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. You got to think outside the box.
215-592-9494. More calls after the break. Did we overreact to the Eagles' loss? Will the Eagles be fine? Plus, react a bit more to something we heard yesterday. Bill Belichick maybe angling to be the Eagles' next coach. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And speaking of meat, it's here. The most wonderful time of the year. Football season. What's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're a tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes.
Amazon's holiday deals are here, so you can celebrate the season early. Woo! With low prices on decor, electronics, and beauty. Perfect for stocking stuffers. Woo! And my stocking's looking good. Shop holiday deals early on Amazon now.
When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming.
Thanks, Revere. I really should keep Zicam in the house.
Only if you want to shorten your cold. Ha!
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.